And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast.
The podcast.
Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Pray for peace.
You knew that was coming. You knew that was coming.
You know,
we need that right now.
Yeah. That's a good one.
We need that right now. Thank you, Reba.
Thank you, Reba.
Thank you very much, Reba. So here we go, starting off this week's podcast, and just want to let you know that a lot can go wrong in 20 minutes. Your car's engine is no different. Up to 75. What?
Oh, God.
Am I what?
Are you in HD?
Am I in HD?
It's clearer.
Really?
The screen looks better.
How do I sound? Do I sound better? Because that's kind of what I'm going for here is the sound.
No. No, you don't.
That's strange.
You just look, the screen looks clearer. Hmm. If you're on Facebook, just mention, yeah,
watching?
You do or you don't.
It looks the same to me. Maybe it looks clearer on my phone.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway, so a lot can go wrong in 20 minutes. Your car's engine is no different. Up to 75% of engine wear actually happens during warm-up, but Castrol GTX Magnatec has intelligent molecules that cling to your engine like a magnet, providing you instant protection from the moment you start. Hey, Carson.
Hi, Carson.
Carson has a Snuggie that she brought in.
Well, it is a little chilly today in the studio.
It is cold in here. It's actually a sweatshirt, but I wear it like a Snuggie because... I have no idea why, but
is it too big or something?
No, I'll wear it like around my arms instead of.
Girls do weird stuff.
I know.
That's a total girl move.
I know. So it just keeps me cozy.
Girls are always cold.
I did have to actually put it on before so I could put the hood up because my ears were cold.
So I went through this at my house the other day. Stacy comes to me and she goes, "It's the air is just so cold. It's so cold." I was like, "What is it set on?" It's set on 71. I'm like, well, that's where it's been since we moved into this house, and I set it because, you know, you can set it for different hours of the day and all that. So I'm like, okay, well, you know, I'll bring it up a degree. And 1 degree makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I sit there. It takes, you know, 5 minutes to reprogram the thermostat. Okay, we're good. Not 45 minutes later. Hey, babe. Yeah. It's too hot. I'm like, really? Yeah. I'm like, why is it too hot if it was just too cold 1 degree ago? It just feels too hot.
Can you go in the halfway?
And then, no, she asked, she goes, can you put it back? And I went, are you sure you're not going to be too cold?
No, she will be.
I said, look, here's what you do. Just put a hoodie on or something. If you're too cold, you know, that's the beautiful thing is whenever it's too cold in the house,
right?
You can always dress up for it. It's hard whenever it's too hot to dress down for the temperature.
Yeah, as somebody who didn't have air conditioning in her car for 2 summers.
Did somebody turn the AC off in here? Like, all of a sudden, it feels warmer.
No.
It's in your head.
It feels warmer. Like, maybe it's a 1 degree difference or something.
First world problems.
Yeah, big time.
First world problems. World of problems. Speaking of problems, boy, we had quite the week with Vegas, and we won't get too far into all that because
I
think everyone is just kind of, you know.
Not burned out on it because obviously you do want to continue to respect those who passed away.
Yeah.
But people are burned out on the coverage and the discussion about it. And here's the thing. I don't know if we could speak about it without ticking somebody off because, you know, obviously then comes up the gun control thing. And I think, you know, if you're listening to the podcast, you kind of know our stance on all that. So is it worth having a discussion?
Now, you already know how the rules are, so I won't get into that.
But
you're
going to
have but you'll have a chance to rap, and whoever wins by judge is going to win.
That's the greatest internet video ever. Have you ever seen Iron Mike? Carson?
I guess not.
Iron Mike, the one with Eli.
I said free.
And Envy.
What? I guess not. How could
doing
I have
the
not
rap battle.
This?
Oh, it's one of the greatest. Like, I've really been lately going back to the original viral videos from like the early 2000s, you know, and I've been reintroducing my kids.
Oh, that's right. I did see that. Yes. Now
that's
I remember
the one where
him.
He's like dropping some stuff he shouldn't have said because it was during the school lunch hour.
I would say it was the school lunch kid, right?
Yes. Yeah. And he raps about some stuff he shouldn't have. And he's like, I did it. It's the best. It's the best. Eli Porter, Iron Mike. If you haven't seen that video, you need to go back and check check it out.
I'm the best, man.
He's the best, man.
Yeah, there's some great viral videos. That's a good one.
One also, can I give you a little heads up? If you like that video, there is a full hour-long documentary on what happened to them from the time of doing that video to now. It's a modern documentary on those guys.
Who doesn't want to know that?
Yeah, I mean, really?
No, but it's fascinating. It's fascinating because they're like this man, you know, went to the Navy. This guy did this. Da, 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 and it's just, it's fascinating.
No.
you know the lady, the grape stomper?
Yeah.
The one who fell?
Who fell, and she's like, okay, you know, and then she goes real fast, and she falls, and like, oh, boy, yeah, she took a really bad fall there.
Yeah.
Hope she's okay. Oh, boy. Yeah, so she had major medical issues.
Because of that?
Whoa.
Because of that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was something to do with her ribs and her sternum or all of it, and she had to go through all kinds of physical therapy. And
really?
Yeah. It was a really long, drawn out, awful thing. And I kind of wish I hadn't read that.
Because it takes away some of the fun of watching that video.
Oh, yeah. No. It's still fun. I just sit there and I go, I have a little struggle. I kind of go, I shouldn't be, but I am.
I don't think I have that problem. I watch those videos and I'm like, it never gets old. Yeah. And the sound is the best.
Man, if you're at like a ball game or something and some kid falls, you know, like strips.
Get the wind knocked out of him.
Yeah, you're kind of like, my first reaction is, that's it. I go straight to.
Well, you guys introduced me to those videos of the people who can't catch their breath.
Oh, yeah.
Like the guys on bikes and stuff that do these tricks and fall.
Pull up the audio of people.
All right, give me a sec.
Who get the breath knocked out of them. And okay, this will be a game for everyone. The game is, we want you to listen to this audio, and if you can go, honestly, okay, be honest, because we can't be there for everyone while you're watching this on the toilet on your phone. Right now someone went, how'd they do that? If you laugh, you have to type in, okay, I'm out. I laughed. Okay.
Before we go to that, I do have one little thing I'd like to play. It takes away some of the fun. Oh, wait. I got to turn off the thing, so we're going to hear ourselves doubled up. There, we stop that. And here we go. Just for you, Big D.
On a whole day. Stop.
Oh, boy.
Oh, stop.
I know it's horrible.
It's awful, man.
I'm a horrible person for laughing, but I can't help it.
All right, so here's the game. Listen to the audio of people getting the breath knocked out of them. If you laugh, you have to say you laughed.
Oh, by the way, before we do this, we don't know what kind of word. We don't know.
Already got me, man.
We don't know the words they're going to say. So if you hear a couple bad words, it's on you. You have been warned now.
He's out cold.
It's like a motorcycle.
It's the worst, man. Wrecked. Oh, you know this one's going to be groany.
I don't know why that one got me.
Have you ever had the wind knocked out of you, Carson?
I guess not.
Okay.
Oh, no. Really?
What do you mean you guess not?
Oh, you'll never forget.
Apparently, I would know.
Okay, so here's the thing. You think that moment, like they're moaning, that moment that happens, you think, oh my God, I just crushed my diaphragm. Yeah, I will never be able to breathe again.
You think you're dying.
You can't make any other noise, but. Oh, see this guy on his dirt bike.
Uh-oh.
Speed kills.
It's terrible. It really is. Oh, here we go.
We're walking into a house looking for walkers.
Seriously, these are everywhere.
And it's always surrounded by someone laughing at
you. Yep.
Of course.
Brent, you all right, fool?
You all right, fool?
I don't think he is, actually.
I don't think so. He's, I think Brian is turning.
Brent, you okay?
You okay?
Brain.
Oh, Lord. Seriously. I could watch this all day and just giggle and giggle and giggle.
It's interesting how everyone has a slightly different...
Oh, my God.
Oh, he got a word out. And why do like 80% of these involve dirt bikes? Yeah.
Is that a girl?
I don't know. I feel bad. Yes, it is. I feel bad now.
Oh, no. I'm equal opportunity. That's hysterical.
Yeah.
It's like a lamb.
It does. It's like that goat that used to sing along with Taylor Swift. It's very similar.
Okay. Are we done? Are we done?
That's good.
Yeah. Anyway, you can check out those videos. Honestly, it's called Win Knocked Out Compilations. You find them all over the internet. They're everywhere.
Well, it is dangerous, those motorcycles. I didn't realize.
We're terrible people,
quite
man.
So bad.
Yeah, well, at least we're all here together.
Yeah. Yeah. We're terrible together, so that makes it okay?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
We've moved on from the Vegas stuff and all that. Everyone else, besides that, we had a pretty good week, I thought. I thought we kind of changed gears. By Wednesday, Thursday, I guess, we were kind of trying to get back to a more normal show.
And it wasn't out of, because I think even after the first day, people were like, look, we don't want to.
Well, it's because the way news is now.
Where they just stay on it?
You can just turn it on, and it's like, you can turn it off, and then 5 hours later, randomly turn it on, and it's like you never left it. It's always on. Yeah. And so I think it wasn't that people were getting tired because we were talking, well, maybe, but I think it was because they would finish up with us and they would watch it on TV or other radio stuff and it's playing it and online and they wake up and it's still on. And I just thought it was time to try and, for one, we had a lot of, this morning we had a lot of people who were like, oh my gosh, much needed change of energy for this week, because we were just, more us, kind of the goofy, fun stuff. And I think a lot of people appreciated it and were kind of needing it, especially heading on in.
I know they did.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I got to hang out with my dad some yesterday, last night.
Woohoo!
He's like, okay, Dad, I'm going to be in town. You want to get together? Oh, yeah. You want it just to be me and you, or did you want Sue to go? That's my stepmom. I go, well, of course, yeah, bring both of you. And she's like, he's like, okay. And then, I don't know, 10 minutes later, it's just going to be us.
Well, that's okay. Kind of, in a way, that's...
Yeah. She may have said,
some dad sometime is good.
She might, but it was good to see her again. And went over and we met at the house for a little bit. And then I said, where do you want to go? It's normally, default Outback. It's just kind of...
That's his place.
Yeah, Outback or Red Lobster.
Yeah.
They always ask me the same thing. Have you ever had those biscuits at Red Lobster? Yeah, I have. The ones I've been serving for 500 years, I have had them. And then we ended up going to this little dive place. He goes, man, I tell you what, they got all you can eat catfish. And I'm like, that sounds awful.
It doesn't to me. I'm in.
Oh, I just don't like
catfish. Catfish and fries, man. That's like America's fish and chips.
It's the best ever. Everything tastes the same.
Is it really America's fish and chips?
Yeah, because they don't eat catfish for fish and chips. It's like cod
or
halibut.
Eat catfish when I lived in Connecticut. I didn't know it was a thing. You had cod. You had North Atlantic cod.
Yeah, we eat catfish.
We had lobster because it was, local, but I remember, again, when I moved to the South for the first time, I was like, why does this fish have whiskers? Like, this is creepy. This is weird.
Because it's a hipster fish.
Exactly. I was like, you just style this?
So we walk in, and there's an old man and an old lady, and he has his what's the, like USS with the braided
yeah, like
thing
yeah,
the
his
hat.
Navy hat mm-hmm. from whatever ship he was on.
And it's sitting down on the table, you know, has it off. And they're just watching the evening news and not talking to each other.
So the place that they go to eat, they have the news on, so they watch the news there.
It was that's right. They were the us and them were the only ones in there. The whole place was empty. And then they left.
Was the sound on, or they just look at the screen?
No, sound was on because it's absolutely quiet. You could hear everything in there. And so, what are you getting, Dad? Well, you like hamburger steak? Yeah. I mean, that's basically like asking
you.
Wait a
minute. I thought he went there for the catfish, and he's asking you now
like
all of a sudden.
Steak? Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
And?
Okay.
You like hamburger steak? Yeah. I like their hamburger steak here. It's really good, especially if you get it with the onions on top. I'm like, okay, cool. That sounds great. And so,
man, it's like you're hanging out with my dad.
Yeah. So we got that, and we're sitting there talking. You know, we had this is a good time. And at the end, she's like, so can I get you guys any dessert? I'm like, what do you have? Well, we have our – you got that coconut – or what do you call it? Coconut pie. Oh yeah, we still have it. That's the best. We'll take those. I said, yeah, we'll just split one. Oh my gosh, I forgot that the idea of splitting a dessert that was something I did not learn until I got out of my house. I didn't know people did that. We never split a dessert at my house.
What did your dad look at you like?
He was
eyes or he's something.
He's like, we're not
split.
He laughed like I was making a joke. He's like, oh. Yeah, we'll take one apiece. I was like, Dad, it's not real big, is it? No, it's not big at all. It's of course it was huge. The top had meringue. It looked like Kid and Play. On top of my meringue was out the door big.
That's
I'm like,
awesome. Oh. That's the way I like it. I like tall meringue because then you know they do it right.
I'm like, oh, okay, Dad. So yeah, that's what. But anyway, it was good to see him and. Hung out with that, posted a picture on Facebook or on Instagram.
Like Blue Heaven. Remember the meringue? Blue Heaven? Mm-hmm. Key West is like the best. The meringue on there, it's literally 8 inches tall.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What's y'all's go-to dessert?
Ice cream.
Bread pudding.
Bread pudding? Really?
If somebody has bread pudding on the menu, I will order it.
I would not have picked that for you ever.
Oh, you mean white and boring? Yeah, That's pretty much me.
Bubba's an ice cream nerd.
Ice cream and cookie dough, man. It's on. I do have to say this, though. All these cookie dough restaurants are starting to pop up all over the place. You're starting to see them. It's like the new, like you remember a couple of years ago, we had the influx of yogurt shops. They were everywhere. Then it became cupcakes, and they were everywhere. The new thing now is the cookie dough stuff, and it's not the same. I mean, I love me some cookie dough, but I like it straight out of the package from the grocery store.
Like they can't use
the eggs or
and
something
the flour.
Like that. They can't use flour?
Uh-uh, because you can get salmonella from raw flour.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, there was a recall a little while ago, and they were saying that was a big problem with cookie dough.
I thought it came from the eggs, not the...
I think sometimes with the eggs, but also it's eggs and flour. Because who knew? Because you know what... How you get those pouches of cookie dough that you just add like butter and oil and an egg? So I would just get the package of cookie dough, melt a stick of butter, whip it all together because who needs the egg? And people are like, yeah, that's the raw flour. You shouldn't be eating that. Well, I'm going to chance it because it's tasty. But...
So whenever you eat it, whenever it's raw, you have the raw flour and the raw egg.
Yep.
So you're doubling your chance at salmonella.
Sure. Yep. But, you know, it tastes good. So.
It's curable though, right? It's not like rabies.
I don't know. I mean, if you get salmonella, is it...
Google it.
There you go. Get on the Googles.
Hey, Bubba, I just got an email from the Gunner's school that... Because they're taking a 8th grade class trip to D.C., and they got into the White House.
Yeah, because they're kids.
You didn't get in the White House.
I know I didn't get in. That was the biggest bummer. We had that trip to the White House and all that set up, and then what happened? Was it right whenever
there was something that happened? There was like somebody tried to jump the fence or something.
Yeah.
Was it when they shot Scalise? Was it the baseball game? It was something.
It might have been.
That's what it was. Yeah, they tried shooting at the congressmen in the dugout for their baseball game, yeah. And then they were like, "Yeah, no, we're full. Sorry." In
other words, they shut all that down.
Shut it down so they could figure out what's up. Well, that's good. Good for them. I want to go.
Yeah,
I'm really bummed.
It's like a real. It's like a. Have you guys ever been?
Yes, I went on my eighth grade trip.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was.
Am
it
I
was
the only one here who hasn't been to the White House?
It's a you know it's pretty neat, man. It's I mean you think.
I've been outside several times. My parents live right outside of D.C., so it's like that's whenever we go visit my mom and dad, it's always, okay, let's go to, you know, the next half dozen museums today.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, D.C., if you've never been, is museum mecca. It is one of the coolest places you'll ever go. And that museum, have y'all seen that? It's called Newseum. It's like a museum of the news.
Huh.
And it's got all kinds of things that you would see, like, on the news. Like, they have the Unabomber's house, his little cabin. They've got it. They tore it down and reconstructed it bit by bit, nail by nail, inside.
Wow.
So it's got all kinds of crazy things like that. They've got OJ stuff. They've got all kinds of things. It's another one you have to go to. Plus, they have the Spy Museum. Spy Museum's cool.
Yep.
Well, this is weird. Okay, I'm just going to read it. And you guys tell me if I'm reading this, if you take it the same way. For the trip to D.C., it is, they have a dress code for their trip.
Right.
And they can't have no slogans on their clothes.
Maybe for photographs. I don't know.
No, that makes sense because even when you go into these government buildings, they're very particular and aware of what you're wearing and what you're doing. I remember vividly on my eighth grade trip, I forget where we went, but some government-y building, and a really good friend of mine, we were waiting on the bus, so she sat down in the building. She sat down on the floor, and security, like, mobbed her and came over and said, no, you need to stand up, because her sitting was seen as, like, a form of protest.
Really?
So they said she wasn't allowed to.
Well, what does that have to do with having a slogan or a something on your shirt?
Probably because they don't want somebody showing up with like a
BLM
NRA or
I don't
anything.
Think this is a White House thing. I think this is the trip.
Well, do you think?
I think this is the school's.
Well, they do
dress
a.
Code.
We did like a big class picture there, so I wonder if maybe that's part of it. I'm sure that Gunners will do that too.
Again,
like, I mean,
what's
think
it
about
matter?
It. You have well, two kids next to each other. One's wearing a Trump shirt. One's wearing a Hillary shirt.
I'm not saying a Trump. This is
no,
saying slogan.
I know they're like, saying slogans in general. You make it as a general rule.
Oh, so you get rid of it all.
That way you get rid
of
all of it. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they don't want to have anybody with any kind of conflicting whatever. They don't want something to ruin the photo. They don't want it to get politicized.
I think it's stupid. If you want to wear a Trump shirt, wear a Trump shirt. If you want to wear a Hillary shirt, wear a Hillary shirt.
I get that.
It's
but
America.
The problem is people
grow
are
up.
People are triggered though.
Well, too bad. Grow up. It's what makes America great. If you don't like it, you don't have to wear it. Am I missing something?
I would love to argue with you. I really would, but I know you're right.
Right.
That's the problem.
I mean, I can take the counterpoint, but I don't want
to.
Because it's,
okay.
It's stupid.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's
so
wrong.
So they can't wear.
I mean, I could see, like, please don't wear offensive.
Yeah.
Like,
I understand.
Yeah.
That.
But
like,
that's
common sense stuff.
Right. Like, yeah, you know, like, hey, please use common sense and. Right.
And you can't say that, well, he's wearing a Hillary thing. That offends me. No, that doesn't work.
No.
No. You know what offends you? I don't know what offends people. And if it does offend you, so what? Sorry.
Who cares?
Well,
it
like
offended
when I was
you.
A kid, like the shirts that were really cool that everybody wanted to have were like, they were about sports, but they were co-ed naked. Do you remember, guys? You guys ever have those?
No.
No.
They were so stupid.
What is this? What?
It was, I hand to God, this was
you
the thing.
Connecticut people
I know.
Are weird.
We were really weird. It was, you had to go to a specific store to get it, and you could get them, but in different towns. So it'd be like, oh, I went to Boston, and it would say like co-ed naked volleyball, and it would have like a double entendre saying.
I do know what you're talking
okay.
about.
And I could see, being the parent of an eighth grader, that maybe I don't want my child wearing that, but another eighth grade parent might have let their kid wear that and like, hey, I don't want that in the class picture. So I would say if it was, hey, something like sexual or vulgar or swears in nature. But like you said,
yeah.
If I wear like Trump or Hillary do it because it's Nike.
Yeah.
Who cares?
But I guess, you know.
Did you find co-ed naked?
No, I didn't do that. I was looking.
That would be a terrible Google search.
I was replying to questions on the internet about this and that and whatever. And okay. somebody asked him what time Garth is going to be on. I'm like, Garth was on yesterday. And Garth. Anyway,
you miss that.
Yeah, sorry.
I see him. I'm going to see me some Garth.
When are you doing that?
That's true. This weekend.
Tomorrow.
You're going to see him.
Yeah. We're leaving tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
You're going to see him and Peyton Manning.
Yep.
What's
yep.
the Peyton Manning thing again?
Peyton's number is being retired. The Colts are retiring his number, and they're dedicating a statue to him at Lucas Oil, and that is at 3 o'clock tomorrow. The gates open at noon, so we want to make sure that we are there. And, well, the first 22,000 people get a free poster, so I'm going to get me a free poster.
What's the poster of?
I don't know, but it's free.
Carson is the biggest. Like, Carson could care less about anything else, but there's two things in her life. Well, I was going to say that, no, because you've got all your TV stuff.
Yeah, I would say
too.
Three.
But you love, love, love Garth Brooks. Like,
yes.
you've got a thing for Garth.
Mm-hmm.
You also have a thing for Peyton Manning and always have. Like,
truth. Yep.
He could play soccer and you would be a Peyton Manning fan.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I was at Ole Miss and he was at UT and I was sporting number 16 on my campus.
So, you.
I know. So it doesn't make any sense.
So you're going to get there 3 hours early.
Just for a poster.
Just for
they have like activities and
like
stuff.
Like what kind of
color his forehead?
They'll be selling Papa John's pizza.
Okay. That's not an activity.
Nice.
They listed that as, and I was like, come on. But you can get autographs from the Colts cheerleaders.
Okay. That's not an activity.
No, because obviously I would be lined up to do that.
You gotta go. I used to be a cheerleader too.
Sure, I know. I was in high school. No,
hey girls.
Well, I don't see why we can't just like show up, get the free poster, and then maybe go elsewhere, and then come back 3 hours later.
They want to have you as a prisoner, though. They want to keep you.
Yeah,
there.
And I mean, but if we get close enough, like if we're there and we're close enough to the statue, I will stand planted for 3 hours to get good pictures of Peyton.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable to me.
Really.
Is there anything, Big D, is there anything or anybody that you would wait in a line for 3 hours for?
Besides, like, Jesus?
Besides Jesus.
Nope. Nobody. There's no.
George Strait,
nope,
Garth Brooks.
Nope. Not even. No, not
and
even.
Shania Twain are
no,
all going
not
to do
even
a concert
close.
In the nude.
Not even close. I wouldn't wait 30 minutes. Not at all.
Yeah,
I don't like waiting either. In lines for me is hard.
Like even if there was no line, like if you said, okay, if you said you're gonna fly to another city,
mm-hmm.
I'm already out. There's no,
yeah.
You're gonna go hang out with, you get to hang, and this is not a, oh, you're snobby.
No,
I've always been this way. If you were to say, you're gonna get on a plane and George Strait is gonna be in a hotel room and you guys get to hang out and play PlayStation together, I would go, eh.
That's exactly how you are. Because what I love about you is you'll kind of like look around a room, maybe even something cool is happening, and you're like, yeah, you know what? All right, I've seen enough, and I'd rather be at home with my family.
What
like,
is the,
yeah, that's just your, that's what is, your priorities.
What's the last concert that you saw the end of?
Me?
Yes.
I've never seen the end of a concert. No, I've never seen the end of a concert. I have no idea how they end.
I know when he and I are in the same vehicle, I've not seen the end of so many concerts. But it's like, yeah, let's go.
You know, there was a concert.
Just two more songs.
There's a couple of concerts that I was kind of like, hey, you know what? That's kind of cool. I'd like to, Simon and Garfunkel. I wanted to see Simon and Garfunkel.
How old are you?
I'm 85 years old. And
Lady Gaga, you stuck around for.
I had to.
Because of me.
But I wouldn't have. No, stay there.
No, we didn't have to. I was like, just stay, man. Just hang
that
out.
Miscommunication. okay. But I will tell you, she was really great. She did.
Yeah.
She was really good. I appreciated it. But
Pink,
we're
you stuck around for Pink.
She was really good too. But again, I had to say for that.
Bon Jovi.
Not really. Wow. Oh, wow. But it played off your phone. You're a lot better
off. That was one of the worst shows.
That was not good. Poor guy.
I know. John can't reach the notes anymore.
It's not even that. He was unhappy.
He was
like half the concert we were at. Now, every show is different. Half the concert we were at, this is how he did the show. The band is behind him. The crowd is in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like this, singing to the band the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's like, born to be my band. I'm like, dude, weird. Turn around. Look at the crowd. I mean,
Anyway, Simon and Garfunkel. So Simon and Garfunkel. And Got great seats. It's me and Kathy.
What year was this?
This would have had to been 8 years ago, maybe something like 7 years ago.
Okay.
And
I didn't know they were still alive.
And so they get to. I think they only did like one. They did only like one tour. I thought.
Yeah, I was gonna say
that was it.
It's like, a huge deal,
right? But it was like the Eagles. Remember the Eagles? Everyone was like, oh my gosh, they're gonna go. And okay, it was like that. But then they kept going.
Hell froze over.
And so when I'm like there, and man, they've done a ton of songs, and I was like, y'all done enough.
I heard Bridge Over Troubled Water. I'm ready to go.
Down, 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 down. Okay. All right. That's cool. And finished. And they throw you. See, I didn't know this because I don't stay long enough for concerts because we usually go, hey, everybody, we're Big D and Bubba. Here's this person. And then we walk off and I leave.
You're done.
Or we go hang out backstage with whomever, you know, the other artist that's there with them is.
Yeah.
That usually is what happens.
Or you know, I don't like hanging out with listeners and stuff like that. That's great. I'd rather do that than go to the concert. But anyway, I didn't know they throw you off. They do that false, fake, it's over.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not over.
Oh, the encore?
Yeah, it's the encore.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, thanks. Good night, everybody. But the lights stay off. Like, we all know what's happening. It's so stupid.
I bolted.
We all know what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, Dee didn't.
I left.
I will tell you, the best show then for you that I've ever seen was Twisted Sister. Because 5 songs in, they do We're Not Gonna Take It and whatever their other hit was. And Dee Snider goes, okay, so everybody who came to hear those songs, you're good. We played them. Y'all can leave.
Oh, I would have been like, I've been looking around, standing up going,
he did. Isn't that brilliant?
He said it.
Well, he got your money.
Right. What's he care?
Says, what does he care if you stick around or not?
Yeah. So then he goes, now we're here for the real fans?
Exactly.
Wow.
So, and you know what? Like, there are bands I've seen where I know really 3 cool. songs, and if you played those 3 songs right out of the gate, thank you. Oh, I went to see Duran Duran. The 4th song was Hungry Like the Wolf. Bye.
Yeah. I went to see.
That's what I came for.
I took Stacy.
Thank you.
Stacy and I, we had this big date night planned for Elton John. We go and we see Elton John, and it was horrendous. Like, it was horrible. Like, I loved Elton John, like, as a kid, you know? But after every song he would play, he'd be like, Circle of Life. He'd stand up and he'd be like this.
Yeah.
Like, look
like
at
he,
me.
Like he was Mary Lou Retton, just got a
he just did
10.
His 10.
Yeah, you know, look at me. And he'd just stand there and people would cheer. And then he would go to sit down and then he'd pop back up again and put his arms out again just to make them cheer again. Mm. Just to show that I'm the man, I'm in control. And they would cheer. People are such lemmings. I'm like,
such sheep.
So I told Stacey, I said, look, this is so pompous, it irks me. Like, I don't even want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
So I said, as soon as he does Rocket Man, can we please leave?
That was it. That was what you're writing on. That was
2
your line.
Songs, maybe 2.5 songs later,
what
whatever be, it was when we had this conversation.
Rocket Man done. Is his. What's yours? What are you going? Okay, I'm going to put up with all this stupidity from this guy until he does what song?
Like
Elton John. Elton John.
Crocodile Rock.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I want to hear.
Really?
Hey, Patrick, what's your Elton John line?
It's my favorite.
What's your like? You're like, he's, I don't know if you heard, but he was like being all pompous.
No,
and,
no, I'm trying to think if I.
You're like, man, this sucks. But if he, whatever he does, that my like, this song.
I want to hear that song from The Lion King.
Circle of Life. Okay.
No.
The one about love
can
tonight.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Mine would be.
Another one bites the dust.
You know what? I'm not even there.
You're not like, you're at home. Who are you kidding?
I'm not.
All right,
not
everybody. There. We're Big D and Bubba. Here's Elton John. And then you leave.
I actually hate that I am that way sometimes. You know, my kids have never been to a concert.
What?
Really?
Never.
Like, we're both.
They haven't been to ache at all. No, none.
Wow.
Not even like a.
Mine go all the time.
Nothing.
Like my first show, I was 7.
What was it?
Barry Manilow.
Because she's a fan of Lowe.
My mom took, it was me, my mom, my like 3-year-old brother, and my grandma. We all went to go see Barry Manilow.
That's why is he dead?
No.
Okay. That's why he's loaded. Because look at that. He gets men, women, and all ages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I mean,
he gets mainly men, but.
There are some dudes at a Barry Manilow show.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's that mean?
I don't like straight men. I
love Barry Manilow.
That's yeah, and there are guys who were just like there. They love his music. Like, there's an episode of Family Guy about it, where like the four guys on Family Guy go to see Barry Manilow.
Barry Manilow is awesome.
Yeah, because he's fantastic. But the thing is, it's one of those where it's people don't like to admit that they love Barry Manilow.
And why is that?
I don't, because he's very female centric in his songs. They're very lovey and sappy.
I would go see Air Supply too.
I've seen Air Supply.
Remember them, Big D? I know you do. I'm all out of love.
And they sound good.
Yeah, that's a great, I like them.
Yeah. I mean, you probably wouldn't go, let's be fair.
No, I wouldn't. No, of course not. But I mean, I like their music. And that's the other thing. It's like, you go to a concert and the songs don't even sound the way that you want to hear them. That's what I liked about George. When I went to George Strait, I didn't say the whole thing.
Here's another thing. How many times have you seen George Strait?
Once?
That's crazy. See, and I've seen George a lot of times.
No, you fell asleep at the George
Strait. No. I fell asleep at a Vince Gill concert.
You were sitting right next to me. You fell asleep while George was singing.
Was I drunk?
At the Dome.
Was I drunk or no?
I don't remember. You're always drunk.
No, that's Patrick.
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. No, you fell flat out asleep, man.
I must have been tired. That's also...
yeah, that's what you do when you're asleep.
When you're a morning radio person, anything past 9 o'clock, you start to get a little...
How many times have you seen George?
A bunch. I don't even know. A bunch. Every time that it was possible. Huh. I almost ran over him one day. Could you imagine if I'd have killed him that day? How horrible it would have been?
Bubba, like George wasn't even looking and just crossed the street.
Crossing the street, like just totally walking, not in a little crosswalk thing. He was just walking across the street and he was looking over to the right and talking to people and just he kept on going into the street. And I stopped and I didn't know it was George Strait. And then he turns around and he goes, oh, like kind of shocked him. And then he's like, hey, and waved. I'm like, holy cow, I almost killed Dusty.
Now, did you break or did your car just break on its own because of the George power?
Probably the car from the George power.
Yeah, I would assume that.
You know, to be honest with you,
animals follow him.
You know me. You know what I did. I pulled up because I was going to get up real close. I wasn't going to get close enough to even, you know, but I was going to teach somebody a lesson because that's me. I'm the lesson teacher. And I was going to let myself get a little closer and then I was going to honk at him and scare him.
Yeah.
And before I could honk and before I could get close enough, I got like within, you know, 12, 15 feet and I was going slow at that point. And I stopped and I was about to honk and he turned and looked. So he missed it.
His spidey senses were tingling.
Must have been, or he heard my brakes.
You're lucky this time, George. Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah. I was like, oh, wow. Sign my truck.
He's a cool guy to hang out with, just like to talk to on the phone. I've talked to him on the phone a few times. Not much. We haven't talked to George for a whole lot.
At least a half a dozen times. At least.
Isn't that sad?
Well, I mean, he doesn't
not
need
a whole
to...
lot to... I say not a
I know,
whole lot.
Not a lot.
And he says six times.
I know. The fact that you've seen George Strait more times than I have is very weird to me.
Yeah, but he's also
seen
never seen...
No, never seen him.
Ever?
No. Mm-mm. I guess I've never been in a position to.
I'll tell you, somebody goes to a lot of concerts. It's Patrick. Patrick goes to more concerts than...
All of us.
Facebook, his Instagram, it's like... It's
concert,
always somebody.
Concert.
Mm-hmm. It's some kind of something or other. And it's like people, I'm like, how do you go on that? Like, man, you got to park? You gotta get up.
See,
get
that's,
dressed.
That's where I draw the line.
Take a shower, get dressed, get in your car, drive there. Make sure you have cash for valet. Oh, they don't have valet, so you park wherever, and then you walk, and then you get in, and then you wait, and then you stand there, and then you sit, and then you wait, and the seat doesn't fit you, and you wait, and then somebody comes out that you didn't come to see. And then they wait because they had to sing for 45 minutes. And then they go off stage and then they have a break and you're still sitting there. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
I feel
do you guys not see this?
Your biggest nightmare is me going to a Guns N' Roses show because they're doing a stadium tour and I have pit tickets. So you have to stand the whole time. But I want to be at the front of the pit because I want to be at the front of the stage. So I get to the...
Why?
Well, because I want to be close.
Why?
Like everybody. But okay, because
Axel because, might look at me?
And but because she's not jaded.
That's the point. That's what I'm saying. But, it's so ludicrous.
But you
her
are
reasoning.
Jaded. You're jaded,
I'm
man.
Not jaded. I'm telling you, that's the way I've Patrick always been.
Patrick Carson is Big D jaded.
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, I've always been like that.
Running
Patrick's
in here.
Coming on
he's
in.
So fired
no,
up.
No.
I'm going to take your side. Because what? D isn't D's always been like
yeah.
this.
I know
I'm
he is,
not
but that's
not
he's
jaded.
Also been spoiled to be able to have access to all the stars.
Yeah,
but
that's not jaded.
Yeah, he doesn't. He still doesn't care about going to concerts and events. It's not his thing.
It's just wasted on me. I'm telling you, yeah. if we had a body double, and they wanted to be you know, me to go and go to these shows, because I get asked constantly to go to these shows.
Yeah.
And what do you? You don't even ask me anymore.
I sometimes do just to be nice.
Just to be nice.
But here's,
I, you
here's
know the answer's going to be.
I appreciate Big D's honesty. He understands this about himself and accepts it. You know who doesn't do that?
The guy over here talking. that guy.
Okay, so here's twice in the last 6 weeks.
Yes.
Bubba asked me, one time he asked me and one time he agreed to go when I asked him, maybe even twice, to events. So that's three times. And then at the last minute, it's like, yeah, we're not going to make it to that. I'm like, yeah. What?
No show Sean.
Yeah, that's right. No show Sean. Oh my God, that's your new nickname. No show Sean.
No, Shoshan. Sounds like a new running back for NFL.
Oh, no, Shoshan.
No, Shoshan from the University of Cincinnati.
I will defend myself here. Things come up. I have three kids.
Yeah, I know, but you know what?
That's what
you
he says. That, but you know what? You're
you
so.
Go.
It's a pattern. And your pattern is to go, I'm not going to go. And then I'm going to say, it's because of I got kids.
Yeah.
No. What did I haven't canceled for anything lately.
I mean, how lately is lately? What does that mean?
I mean, like a month ago.
Last month?
When was the Tim and Faith concert?
Yeah,
that was like maybe
yeah.
a month
oh, yeah.
ago.
That was not for me. That was for my wife.
Okay.
And she's the one
and
who
then,
canceled.
And then the Kip
That's
Moore,
no show,
Tony
Stacey.
Hawk thing.
Oh, yeah, but I had family
and there was
things
something
come
else.
Up.
What was the other thing?
There was another one. I forget.
Yeah,
no, I mean,
but
there's
yeah.
a long list.
And so every now and then I'll get it from Bubba, or Bubba will get it from his wife. Wow, Patrick goes to all of these things.
Oh, that's Stacy. She
Patrick
goes.
Patrick goes to
Patrick
everything.
Went to whatever. Why didn't we ever get invited to that? And I'm yeah, like, I don't know. Let me ask him.
Yeah, you get invited to everything, or you don't because you never go. By the that's part of how you get invited to things is by showing up. Does that make sense? Like if you show up at everything, people will keep inviting you. After
now,
a while,
does she want to go do that kind of stuff? She wants to go do it. Right?
Yeah, well, she does. But you know what she says?
She does.
She
but
does.
Then
but she is in the same situation
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
We have three kids. They're all like old enough now to where they're always going somewhere. So literally, all we do every day when we're done with work and we pick them up from school is to then shuttle them around to whatever events they've got going on. So like we plan. Okay, this is going to be our date night. We're going to do this. And like your Tim and Faith thing, that's exactly what happened. And it got to the point where she's like, I'm just tired. I don't want to go. I don't want to fight the crowd. I don't want to.
Right.
Yeah. So that's why we bailed.
Yeah.
And that's
hey, I don't blame you. But your problem is you say you're going to go.
No, because yeah. we try. We literally try.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I would. I'm so
you're not green enough.
Anti it. I'm telling you, I would agree to let some. Now he would have to be ugly and frumpy or whatever.
What to be you?
To go
and act
and
as you.
Take Kathy out to these oh. concerts. I would let that go. Hey, Dwight here is going to take me to the Tim and Faith show.
Well, all right, Missy.
All right, y'all have fun, man. Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Have fun. But I don't want to do it. Sometimes I feel kind of like you know. I'm kind of holding.
You're holding her back?
Because maybe she wants to go. But I'm no fun to be around.
But you know what? We all went to the CMA Awards that year that
yeah,
we won.
Had
That's
to,
different, though. It's a major award. You know?
Did you go out afterwards?
Oh my God. Carson doesn't know. Carson wasn't here yet.
No.
So there's like, when you, at the CMA Awards, there's like 11.
By the way, what is he going to tell you? You already know. You already know the story he's going
to
tell you.
No, she doesn't know the details. I don't get to tell it.
No. You can imagine the story.
Oh, of course she, yeah, okay. So there's like 11 after parties. So we have a plan. We know Big D is not going to any of the record label after parties or any of that stuff. But he might go to the main CMA after party, which is across the street, okay? He agrees. Yeah, you know what? I mean, I'm dressed up. Kathy's wearing a ball gown. We're all going to go to this thing. It took us longer to walk across the street through this little, like, press like area maze. Tunnel they had. We spent more time walking there than he actually spent inside. And how it happened was that it was kind of crowded, and we were walking through the crowd, and one second he was behind me, and the next second I turned around and go, hey, you know they have food. Oh, he's gone.
Oh, yeah, I remember because you were saying, I said, he's not coming back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like one of those kids you have to have a leash on to keep track of me. I'm telling you, I'm gone.
I remember you're like you a phantom.
And Kathy saying, y'all were hungry, you hadn't eaten dinner, and I was like, oh, well, they'll definitely have food at the party, it's going to be great. And so I could see the food, and I turned and tried to say, oh, the food is right, oh, he's gone.
Yeah. You know where I was 30 minutes later?
Waffle House.
At the booth of the Waffle House.
That's how he celebrated.
Okay, but you were still out, actually. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I would not have anticipated that.
ACM Awards.
His face.
ACM Awards, right after. Didn't go to a party. Went to my hotel and had a microwave pizza in the room.
That's legit.
Yeah, that was, well, you know what? That was because it was a Sunday night and everything was closed. Yeah, and it was in Dallas that year. Everything was closed. I went to the after party. It was awesome. And the other after party.
I didn't go to the one after the ACMs. I did the ones after the CMAs.
You did the main one after the CMA for about an hour. And then I went. Did you go to the Universal Music Party? You didn't go. No.
I don't think so.
No, you didn't.
That Why? Was a good because party. I would remember?
You would remember because they had really good whiskey and Mexican Coke. It was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Coca-Cola, Mexican Coca-Cola. Point that out.
They had both.
Probably.
It was the CMA.
They were giving away. There was a tent outside. They were giving out fancy cigars. I was standing there in the limo line smoking a cigar with Luke Bryan. It was surreal.
Well,
it really was.
You were in the limo line.
I was waiting for an Uber. He was waiting for his limo, but it's the same line. It is.
I remember we had to speak at some at something for a radio convention, and. It was a meeting where we met people at a dinner or whatever. And I kind of snuck out like I do. And I did all my schmoozing and all that.
Your what?
I think I say that weird.
Schmoozing?
Schmoozing. I did say it weird.
I like schmoozing.
Hey, guy, you want to schmooze or what? And anyway, I go out and I was waiting on my car to get pulled around, my truck to get pulled around. And I see...
Trees of green.
I see the guys from Locash, and like they're like, "Hey, what's going on, Dean?" I'm like, "Hey, man, what's going on?" Like, and they're kind of they're in artist radio mode, you know. They're like, "Hey, man, you know."
They're
like,
kind of performing.
Hey, yeah, they're just kind of like, "Yeah, man, hey, man, you're gonna be, you know, you partying it up tonight?" And I'm like, "Nah, I'm heading to the house," and.
Blew their mind.
One of them was finally just kind of. Who was the guy who just had the baby?
I think they both did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably Chris though.
It says he drops. He goes, God, man, me too. I can't stand this stuff. I go, really? He goes, man. He goes, we have to do so much of it, and like I go, yeah. I said, you get caught up into it. You're into this. You know,
parties become work,
and you're so used to entertaining. That it's hard, like you can't wait to get away and just be Chris, and just be a dude, and you know, hang out at the house in your boxers. He's like, I totally man.
How many days a week do I go to events or parties?
I mean, there's what 7 days in a week, so like 9. Because Patrick's always out, and
I love it, and I do, I live for it. But it does become there are days where you're just like, I just can't. Monday was a day. There was a Carly Pearce album release. Event on Monday, and there was a big candlelight vigil where Keith Urban and Vince Gill were going to play after the Vegas shooting, and I was going to try to go to both, and I remember I went home and took a shower, and then I just went, no, I'm not leaving the house, you know?
Yeah, like, we're texting back and forth. Patrick's like, are you going to this vigil? I'm like, no, and he goes, well, you really should go. I'm thinking about going. So then, now I've got it, like, worked up in my head, and I text him about half an hour later, like, so are you going to go to the vigil? He's like, no.
Nope.
Oh, okay, good, because then I'm not either. Yeah. Like, I only felt...
You were only going to go because he was going to go, and you felt like you had to?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was trying to, he was saying like, oh, you know, it's probably going to be a big deal, blah, blah, blah. And I was like,
oh. I was trying to convince Carson to go because I thought Garth would show up, but he didn't show up.
Well, of course not. And I'm like,
isn't that how we think?
Though? And who knows Garth, you know, Garth better might be than there. Me? And like, I tell him, I go, going, Garth's not
going
to be there.
But instead of going for the vigil for the reason you should have gone,
I know.
But somebody's going to call us out. Somebody's going to be like, I was listening to your podcast.
I would have gone. I mean, but why did anybody go? They went to see Vince Gill and Keith Urban and those guys. Yeah. You know, sing and lead the crowd.
Sadly,
in a song.
Sadly, you're right about probably 99% of the people that were there.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why those guys were there, to draw people there so they could all be there together. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. You know, that's why those guys played music and didn't just get up and say prayers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So,
speaking of prayers, Charlie Daniels this week knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, really
it was did. One powerful moment on the show. You know, we had him in about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago. So it was kind of, we had a good rapport going again. I mean, we've known Charlie for years, but it was like, we were still kind of fresh on his mind. We're like, hey, could you please say a prayer? Because Charlie, you know, if you follow him on Twitter and stuff, you know, he's very, very, unashamed of his feelings about religion and just God in general. And we're like, please, Charlie, you're like the country clergy. Can you come on? And he was like, absolutely. And he came on and said one of the best prayers of the week that I heard, because I heard several ones that they would do on TV and politicians and this and that, but it was amazing. We actually have the video. This is going to be a little self-serving. We put the actual prayer on a video on YouTube. It's worth checking out. Just go to our channel, Big D and Bubba, subscribe so you know whenever we get new ones, and then definitely find that one on there because it's good.
I had to cut this short. I got to get my pick up my clothes. Got a big concert I'm going to tonight.
Pray for peace.
Gonna go see Reba. She's gonna sing that for 4 hours.
That's kind of like the song is 4 minutes.
Seriously, I'm pretty sure somewhere there's a loop of that song that goes on. If there's not, we should make one. We should just make that.
There's a
loop of that song that goes continuous for 24 hours.
It goes for 4 minutes exactly like that, except the key change. There's a key change. So a lot can go wrong in 20 minutes. Of course, your car's engine, no different. We've talked about this before. Up to 75% of engine wear actually happens during warm-up. You start your car, you let it warm up. Well, Castrol GTX Magnetech will fix all that because it has intelligent molecules that cling to your engine like a magnet, and it provides you instant protection for the moment you start. You want to check it out. It's what we use in our vehicles. All four of us actually use it.
Yep.
Pretty cool.
Love it.
So there you go. Anyway, have a great weekend.
Yeah, we'll see you Monday.
Seeing you. Kane Brown's going to be our guest on the show Monday, and comedian Reno Collier, who is bringing by a friend of his who has a foundation that you're going to love hearing about. It's a foundation to help out children of our fallen military heroes.
Yeah.
So you definitely won't want to miss out on that. That is Monday, and we'll see you then.
This was the podcast, but now it's over, but that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Every day.
Every day. The podcast.
I'm sorry.
Really?
All right.